This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is sending about 1,500 more troops to the Middle East amid heightened tensions with Iran. We get the details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, President Trump declared a national emergency due to tensions with Iran and, using a loophole in an arms control law, approved the sale of $8 billion worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Jordan. The move goes around Congress, which normally has to approve such sales, and has angered members of both parties on Capitol Hill. Congress had blocked the sales of offensive military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the UAE because of the civilian death toll in the Saudi-led coalition's war in Yemen and because of the death of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement Friday that U.S. allies in the Middle East needed the contracts to be completed to help deter Iran and that the circumvention of Congress would be a one-time event. This is not the first time the president and the Capitol have clashed over a separation of powers or U.S. Mideast policy. Earlier this year, the House and Senate voted to end U.S. support for the war in Yemen, but Trump vetoed the resolution. This is VOA News. President Trump is on his way to Japan for a four-day state visit that's heavy on ceremony and sports. Although a senior White House official did promise there would be some substantive things to announce. A focus on photo ops rather than deal-making might be intentional by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has forged a close relationship with Trump. The president will attend a banquet with the new emperor, will play golf with the prime minister, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. One of Abe's goals during their time together in Tokyo is to ensure that Trump is committed to attending next month's Group of 20 Leaders Summit in Osaka. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation on Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports, May's failure to get Parliament behind her Brexit agreement led to her downfall.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
United Airlines has announced that it is extending its grounding of Boeing 737 MAX jets by 1 month. AP correspondent Mike Gracia tells us why.
United Airlines said Friday it is removing the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets from its schedule through August 3rd, a move that goes a month beyond what United had planned. With that decision, United said it will cancel about 2,400 flights in the busy June and July travel window. The move puts United in line with Southwest Airlines and American Airlines, the other two U.S. carriers with MAX jets. Both had already dropped the MAX from their schedules into August. All MAX jets were grounded worldwide in March after a deadly crash in Ethiopia, which was the second MAX crash in 5 months. I'm Mike Gracia.
And Afghan officials say a bomb blast that ripped through a crowded Kabul mosque during Friday prayers killed a prominent pro-government cleric and another worshiper. The Interior Ministry and residents in the Afghan capital said that Maulavi Samiullah Rehan, the slain cleric, was leading afternoon prayers when the explosion occurred. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.